Amen. I'm going to read a passage about Jesus who we just sang about. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give. That is the spirit that I want you to hear everything I'm about to say in, okay? What are we about to engage upon? We're about to engage upon something we're new at. Sometimes you got to try new things in life. You do the same thing over and over again, gets a little, the doldrums set in, right? You got to try new things and learn and grow. That's how we grow. Last year, we tried something for the first time, the servant fair. And this year, we're trying it for the second time, and we're learning, trying to build upon last year. You got to try new things. You got to learn, and you got to grow. But what is this whole thing all about, this servant fair? I look at it from a spiritual perspective. We say we want to be spiritually formed into the likeness of Jesus. Is that true? I don't want to make no assumptions around here. I mean, I hope that we want to become more like Jesus as we get older in Christ. And I believe if we want to be spiritually formed into the character of Jesus, we got to serve and we got to give. And if we don't serve and if we don't give, we're spiritually deformed. And I think that needs to set in. I absolutely think it needs to set in. When you come to church on a Sunday morning, this service, you know, either you can come and expect everything just to happen, or you can come and engage, right? You can come, and here's the deal. There's a phenomenon that I believe happens. I've seen it happen. You walk into this auditorium on a Sunday morning. This is a phenomenon that happens. And you come, you look around, and you go, this is great. Look at all this. They don't need me. That's what happens. I've seen it 100 times. Oh, this is great. They don't need my help. Look at all these people. This is a big church. And so what I want to tell you is the servant fair is not just fun and balloons and all that. No, this is a spiritual issue. Okay? Because if you consistently come with the mindset of just expecting and not engaging, it's not good. And so you have another choice, in my opinion. I've seen that you can either come and consciously contribute to what's happening here. Do you understand what I'm saying? You make a conscious decision to contribute. Because if you don't, I've noticed something else that happens. If you don't make a decision to consciously contribute to what's going on here at the church, you will become a person who constantly critiques what's going on. That's what happens. It's a spiritual issue. Jeff, are you trying to make me feel guilty? No. I'm just naming stuff. Do you want to have more spiritual grit and moxie and resilience and character? Then you know what? Sometimes you got to do things that you may not feel like doing all the time. You say, well, Jeff, I'm going through a lot right now. I mean, I got emotional challenges, financial, spiritual. You know what? Maybe this is a challenging season for you. I grant that. I'm not trying to guilt anybody out. But by the same token, I want you to know, there's a brother up here playing an instrument a lot. This man has gone through some severe health challenges. But you know what? There's only a couple guys that are willing to play that instrument. And he keeps showing up. And I'm willing to bet that everybody watching our kids right there didn't wake up this morning going, yay, I get to serve in the children's ministry today. Sometimes you do things you don't necessarily quote unquote want to do, but you see the need of the hour. So I hope, as I conclude my remarks, that you can get that mindset that I want to come here on a Sunday morning to serve and to give, not just to be served and just expect everything going to happen because they don't need me. We're squashing all of that, and we do need you. And you're going to see people literally walk up on the stage I've been serving in different areas of the church. And these aren't all the areas of the church, but there are some. And what we wanted to do was, you know, we're going to actually take the time to recognize these folks and encourage them. And I hope you will encourage them, you know, as they come up here. And I hope it inspires you that you decide in your heart to consciously contribute to this congregation, because that helps us to be more like Jesus. And I hope you see it, and I hope it encourages you, and I hope it inspires you, and I hope that you sign up and help us out, because when more hands put together, the work is light. Amen? So the first group that's coming up is the welcome team, so let's encourage them and enjoy. Amen.
Well, good morning. We are the Morrisons, and this is the welcome team. And if I personally did not get a chance to greet you and say, welcome to our home. Welcome. This is our home. If you're visiting today, we hope and pray that you will come back and make it your home. Enjoy.
No. These individuals show up every Sunday early, half hour early each Sunday. And they put on a smile and they stand up front and they wanted to greet you. They wanted to hug you. They wanted to let you know that you guys are our family. We wear a badge that says, ask me anything. And you'd be surprised what some of the questions are. But our answer every time is Jesus. And that's why these individuals, the incredible people they are, stand up front when you come in. And when you leave, we wanted to be the last ones to thank you for being here and being part of this worship. We love you guys.
Good morning. For those who don't know me, I'm Ann Trimble. I lead the medical team here. For those who don't know, when you get over 1,000 people in an auditorium, things are bound to happen. So the medical team is composed of doctors, nurses, EMTs, anybody with medical training who can assess a patient, take a blood pressure, keep somebody together until paramedics can get here. We serve if a child falls and has a severe bump to the head in the FLC, someone faints in service, the ushers come tap us on the shoulder, and we go and take care of them. And all the time I've been doing this, I've only been called once. So it's not nearly as stressful as it sounds. We also get the prime seating. Right back here in the corner, you see everybody coming in and out. I probably have more and better fellowship sitting there when I serve than any other time. So we are part of the security team. We work hand in hand with them. So if you have any kind of medical training, you're willing to serve by sitting and just being available, which, you know, Jesus made himself available. So I feel like we can do this. Please come see us in the back.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Zechariah Zanders, and I'm here on behalf of the security team. So this team, our unseen guardians, every Sunday and at events, seamlessly link the parking and medical teams, ensuring all of our safety. Often working quietly in the background, they resolve issues and watch over us, a true testament to their commitment. North River is blessed with such a devoted team, whose dedication to our safety is unparalleled because of the Holy Spirit and because of everybody else here also being amazing. Interestingly, they're so committed that they didn't even leave their post today to come up here to be thanked. So if you are interested in joining, you can visit the same table as the medical team. It's the green balloon in the corner over there that says security team. And we thank the security team for their unwavering vigilance and commitment to keeping North River safe. All right? Amen.
Hey, hoo-hoo. I'm all wet. Good morning, church. This is my beautiful bride, Kim, and my name is Norman, and we sort of had the ushers here. If you don't know who I am, I know everybody knows my wife, but if you don't know who I am, that makes me happy. That means what's my role is doing what it's supposed to do. So I'm unseen, but you guys still get your communion, so that's a good thing. I wanted to share just a quick passage that I feel represents the hearts of this group of people, not just this group, but every group that serves here. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." The hearts of these people up here and everyone that serves our congregation is about imitating Jesus, serving each other, serving you as a family. And I'm very grateful to head this group.
Oh, I've seen over the years, the church really responds when a need is brought to them. And I'm so grateful for that. And I'm really grateful for the people behind us. They have really held our arms up this year and made it such a light, not burden, but you know, a light responsibility to carry. It's been amazing. And I just wanted to respond to what Jeff said. You are needed. Like the military sign, we need you. And it really does make a difference. Thank you.
We're on this side of the stage. Look for the flashing neon sign. Yes, we're not above drawing attention to where we're at.
Good morning, church. I'm Pete Cruz, and this is the technology team. There are many others of us out there, only a few of us on the stage. They're all working and serving today, so thank them as well. The tech team includes all the audio, video, sound, and live stream for the church, which means that we operate the cameras, the projection screens, the microphones, and all the lights above. We're behind the scenes making the service run smoothly. And if you're not here, you can still get the message via our live stream and our website. If you're a behind-the-scenes type of a person, and this sounds like something you'd like to do, meet us over there somewhere. One of the tables over there, and join our team today. Thank you.
All right, you probably haven't seen these people before. This is the worship team up here. Let's give it up. So obviously, I just feel personally just so humbled and honored to be able to work with these amazing people. This is just a fraction of who is actually on the worship team. And like I said, you see them up here a lot. What you don't see is Thursday night rehearsal every week. You don't see people preparing and learning music at home, refining their craft, striving to be excellent for God and for encouraging all of us every week. People tell me all the time, they visit different places and they come back and they're just like, man, we don't realize the talent, the gifts that are in this church. The glory goes to God, amen? But these amazing individuals have made the decision to use their gifts, not to lift themselves up, but to lift up God and to draw attention to him. So let's give it up one more time for the worship team.
All right, good morning, church. My name is Mike Eldred, and this is my wonderful wife, Carlene. In Romans 12:13, the Bible says, practice hospitality. And Paul was talking to the church. You know, it's interesting. In Greek, practice means to care for or attend to carefully. And hospitality means a friend to strangers. And I want to thank our wonderful team of volunteers. Woo-hoo. Awesome group. Without them, the hospitality team wouldn't be possible.
Absolutely not.
They help without delay and are a joy to work with. We just say the word and they're there. And I really want to hold up my wife, who practices servant leadership. She is great at inspiring others and making people feel appreciated. She has an incredible ability for making people feel loved and important. So, awesome.
Thanks, honey. Good morning. So you may ask, what exactly is a hospitality team, right? So what we do, we care for our friends and the people that will become our friends, our strangers, right? In the church and outside of the church. So what we do this by serving and, you know, in various activities that the church may have. Things such as men's prayer breakfast. Right? Women's Day. Okay. And, you know, family group leaders and anything else that the church needs, that we are there to help them with all our hearts. And our team is in charge of the setting up, the food that the church provides. And we serve the food, we clean up, you know, after the event. So we really appreciate all of our team members. They are amazing. We could not ask for a better team. So if you want to join us, our table is right behind there, and we are waiting for you with a big smile. Go hospitality team!
Hey, good morning, everybody. These amazing people are our, come on, give it louder. Here we go. We love that. All right, you're good. Cut it off. Perfect. This is our amazing youth and family team right here. This is all of the incredible people that work with our middle school and our high school students. And it's a mixture of young professionals, young marrieds, some of the parents. And this is an extraordinary, extraordinary team that just is trying to pour into the next generation, works in our, you know, being small group leaders for our midweeks, helping out with our youth services, just being a mentor, teaching our Sunday classes, doing our middle school God's Girls groups. This is an incredible group right here. And we are looking for more people all the time to come hang out with our teens and our middle schoolers. Is that right over here? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to be right over here in the back. If you want to come be a small group leader for some of our team midweeks or be a Sunday middle school teacher, it is an extraordinary group, super fun. And we love this crew. So thank you guys for serving. Appreciate you.
Good morning, church. My name is Carlton, and we're the parking team. So, to put it simply, we help you all come to church safely, whether it's raining, hot or cold, we're out here every Sunday just making sure that each and every one of you all come to church safely and soundly, as well as make sure that each and every one of you leave church safe and soundly as well. And to put it simply, besides getting hit by, almost getting hit by cars all the time, you know, I personally do enjoy serving for the parking team here, even though it may seem like a background type of service. I personally have met so many people, just so many friendly and smiling faces, you know, coming across every Sunday, and that really just inspires me to continue to serve. And really just every Sunday, I find enjoyment coming in. I just wanted to share a quick scripture before we close out. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks very words of God. If anyone serves, they should be able to do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So if you would like to join, we'll be in the far right corner here. As you can see, there's only six of us up here. So we could definitely use the help. So thank you, church.
Good morning. Hi, guys. We are here to represent the River Kids program. And I want to start by asking everyone who's taught this year to please stand so we can honor you. Thank you so much. You know, we could not do this program without you. We would have a very sad situation over in that building. We have 120 teachers a year. That is a lot of volunteers. And we just want to thank you so much for those of you who have taught and for those of you who will teach. But I just wanted to say, you know, there is a space for everyone to serve. Maybe you don't do as well with children, and maybe you'd be great at scanning documents or filing or doing River Kids. There's so many different ways that you can plug in. And when you register today, you can register for any rotation next year. So you can register now for next winter or next fall. We're planning ahead that far so that everybody gets a chance to pitch in. This group behind me is very, very special. These are my supervisors, and we're missing a couple because they're out working in the field right now, but we have the best team of supervisors that you could ever imagine. Some of these guys have been serving as long as 10 and 15 years for our church. I am so privileged and honored to work with them, and they serve on a full year rotation, and that way the kids have some familiar faces with all the teachers changing. So these supervisors are the ones we call when there's problems, when there's challenges, and they handle it beautifully. Please consider joining us. We need all of you. Even if your kids have aged out, even if you went through our program, Youth and Family Kids, we need you to come back and help as well. So please consider coming to sign up. We are in the back corner. We'd love to see you.
Thank you, Children's Ministry. So turn to your neighbor and say, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Some of you said it, but you didn't turn. But that's okay. And do it again and say, just wow.
Just wow.
Okay, so what we did yesterday with Yes and Family Meal Sharing, so many of you were a part of this. We sponsored our neighbors, our friends from the Marietta City Schools, 50 families we were able to support. You all did this as families. You all did this as family groups. Yes, incredible. I know for our family group, we got the money together. The Creeges went and bought everything. The Govans delivered it. So we all did it in different ways. But also, maybe you didn't know this, if you gave to the Angel Tree that Hope Worldwide has sponsored, that also helped Family Meal Sharing. So you didn't even know probably that you were a part of that, but you were. So thank you, family, so much. Our QR code up here is actually going to take you to the website to give you the 2023 Yes Service Review. But there's also an opportunity to serve this Wednesday at the sixth grade academy. We support the Must Neighborhood Pantry at least four times a year. So it's our turn again this month. And we go out there and we basically just move food into people's cars as they drive through. So we still need helpers this Wednesday. I mean, it's incredible. Your brothers and sisters are out there in the rain, in the snow, no matter what, doing this work. I know since I said that, now you're thinking about not signing up, but you still should. The weather is looking pretty good for Wednesday. But for the servant fair, we mostly want people to sign up who can help with our Saturday program. So the amazing superheroes you see behind me help with our kids when we do our STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math based Saturday program. And we try to run that every spring and fall. We actually couldn't do it this fall. So we're hoping again this spring that we'll be able to have another great spring like we had earlier. And all of these people were there. I hope you can see Emmy and Elin back here as well, Claire and Matthew, who are not up here, but they all came to serve alongside their parents. And what's great about that is the adults, we do what we can, but the kids are able to go and find the other kids who are on the outskirts and bring them in. And it's really amazing. We do fun things. We got to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and do the STEM tour there. And our tour guide, this is God's favor. Every like 15 minutes, he'd be like, I'm really not supposed to show people this. And we went everywhere. We can't tell you. So maybe you should sign up so you can do cool things. But only please sign up for the Saturday program if you have lots of Saturday ability, you want to work availability, you want to work with the kids. Otherwise, we do have you all come in sometimes as one-offs to share your gifts. So I know my friend Kami Kasim came one time with friends from work and they did a coding class. We've had Lauren Arnett come and do yoga. Andy Pilcher and the Deleons came and have done martial arts. So you all have different skills that you can share with the kids. Maybe you can't come every Saturday when we run the program, but we'd like you to still help. And you can email northriveryes@gmail.com. Do you guys remember how to remember our email? Jordan told me to do this, so I'm just, okay. So many of us, I see Nisha is here, I saw Kiki earlier, Diane, all the people who sing The Men Who Dream Solo, most of us will never be those people, right? It's just not in the cards for us. But you can practice the North River Yes email to The Men Who Dream Solo. And you're going to do it here in just a moment. This is how it goes. NorthRiverYes@gmail.com.